A dozen college students in Wisconsin have fresh eyes on the Israel-Hamas war. The students from Marquette University and UW-Milwaukee traveled to Israel recently, visiting a settlement in the West Bank, touring holy sites in Jerusalem, and hearing firsthand accounts by the Israeli military about the Hamas October 7th attack.
The nonprofit organization Hillel Milwaukee sponsors this 10-day trip called Side by Side, and we learn more about their experiences in Israel with Owen Ward, a junior at UW-Milwaukee. Owen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Rabbi Joshua Herman is executive director of Hillel Milwaukee. That's an organization supporting Jewish college students and young adults. Rabbi Herman, welcome.
Thanks for having me, too.
Rabbi Herman, let's start with you. Hillel Milwaukee led this trip to Israel. What are the goals of this trip?
Sure. This is a trip that we've taken every year for the last number of years. And the goals of the trip are really just to introduce students and teach a little bit more deeply to the conflict in the Middle East, to learn about the conflict from as many different perspectives as possible, and hopefully to bring that learning back to campus, not necessarily with any answers, but with an appreciation for the complexity and really for the human impact on both sides, to try to encourage the conversations and the dialogue on campus to be a little bit more nuanced and thoughtful.
Certainly now, amid this war, this year's trip, I would imagine, was a lot more complex and certainly difficult. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I mean, the complexity started just in trying to recruit students. You know, we considered, should we cancel the trip, but thought that given the challenges and complexities, it was all the more important to take the trip. And we actually took a much smaller group of students than we normally do, just because it was, you know, hard to reassure everyone that it was safe, despite the fact that we changed the itinerary to sort of maintain safety as the highest priority. And in addition, you know, we couldn't go certain places that we would normally go on the trip. You know, that sort of affected the trip as well. You know, we saw a country and spoke to people that are, you know, really in the midst of experiencing trauma. We went and met with, you know, survivors of the October 7th attack at the Nova Music Festival. We met with first responders and really heard some of the sort of raw emotions. And on the other side as well, we, you know, had a Zoom session with a Palestinian who normally we would have met with in person, but because of the security situation, we couldn't get to him. He couldn't get to us. And that, you know, in and of itself was kind of demonstrating the challenges of doing this kind of learning and having this kind of dialogue right now.
Owen, as a college student, what was it like for you to travel to Israel at this time? And can you tell us about your experiences?
It was actually more worry-free than I thought it would be to travel to Israel this time. You know, obviously, I was a little bit concerned, and my parents were definitely a little bit concerned when I, like, told them that I was thinking about going on the trip. But I thought that it went rather smoothly, and it was a really nice, like, it was a very nice experience to go on. I'm very grateful that I got the opportunity to go.
Part of this trip, you visited a settlement in the West Bank. Can you describe what it was like and what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was kind of more or less what I would expect, but it was pretty, like, it was pretty eye-opening, and I feel like I kind of got the different perspective that I was more or less, like, looking for when signing up for the trip.
And Rabbi Herman, what was this settlement like for people amidst this conflict and being on the western border of the West Bank?
Sure. I mean, the settlement that we visited is called Al-Sayb al-Ashed. It's sort of, I think, maybe a unique place. It's not a terribly religious community. It's a little bit different than what people tend to think of as a West Bank settlement. And, you know, we only spoke briefly with some of the folks that lived there. And I think they felt kind of similar to everyone else. And, you know, while we were there, we sort of looked and, you know, from the vantage point of that area, you can see, you know, the narrowest part of Israel, that's only about, you know, 8 or 9 miles wide, and just sort of see the geographic challenges, in, you know, addition to sort of all of the social and political challenges, that the country's facing.
Were you able to talk with residents there about what their lives are like each day?
We didn't actually speak to any of the residents of the settlement in any organized fashion. I struck up a conversation with a few just as we were kind of walking by. And I would say, you know, it was pretty similar to the other places. You know, I think the most common thing I was hearing from a lot of folks is, you know, I spoke to, people in the hospitality industry and the tourism industry. And, you know, we think all about the sort of immediate costs of the war. But, you know, there are folks who are trying to drive taxis and own hotels and restaurants, and they're suffering as well. And that was sort of the biggest theme that came out of that is, you know, folks saying, I'm trying to make a living here. And, you know, tourism isn't coming in. And we're struggling financially and economically as a result.
We're talking about a recent immersion trip to Israel and with Rabbi Joshua Herman, Executive Director of Hillel Milwaukee. And Owen Hurd is with us, UW-Milwaukee student, recently on this side-by-side program. Rabbi Herman, you also went to Jerusalem, and I'm wondering what you help students experience in such a sacred city.
Sure. Our time in Jerusalem was spent doing a lot of different things. Some of it was, you know, visiting religious sites and going to the Old City and, you know, seeing, you know, both Christian and Jewish and Muslim holy sites and understanding how the three faiths are kind of all right on top of each other in that sort of small area. But also the, you know, current political climate as well. We took a tour of East Jerusalem with a Palestinian resident of East Jerusalem, a journalist. Who writes a lot about the security issues and taught the students all about what life is like for Palestinians in East Jerusalem. And then later that day, we took a tour of West Jerusalem, some of the wealthier suburbs, actually, with a feminist leader who talked about issues facing women in Jerusalem and gave a tour of sort of women's history and the fight for equal women's rights through, you know, a tour of West Jerusalem, and tried to just show as many different perspectives on that small area of land as we could, you know, from ancient to modern, from Palestinian and Jewish perspectives.
Owen, what stood out to your experiences in Jerusalem?
Yeah, so I actually agree with some of the things that Josh was saying. I think that our morning spent with Rami Nizal, the correspondent for the New York Times, that was like kind of the first real Palestinian viewpoint that we heard. And we heard a lot, and it was really nice to hear from somebody who had such a different perspective and like a different upbringing, but still was kind of sharing relatively similar viewpoints. So that really stood out to me in our time in Jerusalem, and that was a very influential part of the trip for me.
A very influential part. I'm wondering if your perspective now here back in Milwaukee, has your perspective changed at all since traveling with the program?
Absolutely. It's definitely more, you know, informed. I don't know if my overall viewpoints changed because I was rather neutral going in. But I feel like I took a lot away, and we were talking about like the purpose of the trip being to kind of encourage more positive dialogue on campus and more well-informed dialogue on campus. And I think that was my major takeaway from a lot of those different viewpoints is kind of taking a moment to step back and let that all sink in and use it to find your own or to come to your own conclusions about the conflict.
You were also able to meet with a spokesperson for the Israeli military. Can you explain what you learned during that occasion?
Yeah, so that one was one of the tougher spokespersons for me. Because we kind of got to see, I believe this is the day that we saw like a VR walkthrough of some of the settlements post October 7th. So we kind of got to see like a raw viewpoint of the initial like tragedy. So that was a rough day on the trip.
Mm. Rabbi Herman, what was it like for you hearing from the Israel Defense Forces?
It was, you know, interesting to hear their viewpoint. I mean, to me, it was one of the less interesting parts because, you know, they are the IDF spokesperson. So we hear them all the time, right? They speak through the media. And so it was kind of, I think, helpful educationally to sort of put them in contrast to the sort of, you know, just day-to-day people that are living their lives and see what's an official viewpoint as opposed to sort of what is just kind of people's genuine experiences living day-to-day. You know, that being said, you know, you could see them crack every once in a while and show that they're people too. You know, these are folks who, you know, young soldiers living on an open base and they're still going home and worried about their friends and families and things like that too. So in that sense, it was kind of interesting. And the other part that was interesting to me was, you know, trying to ask them a little bit about the sort of information aspect to the current conflict, that it's not just a military battle, but it's really a battle for, you know, hearts and minds, and a lot of it's playing out on social media. And, you know, how is all that working, and what's the role of official sources? What's the role of people who are just taking a genuine interest in the news and it's what's going on, to sort of be promoting information that's actually helpful and informative, as opposed to things that are misleading and shut down conversation?
Yes, talk more about that. What did they convey to you about the information coming out of Gaza, and what is in media reports, and what might be on social media? What came up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that their perspective was that, you know, they're sort of outnumbered, in that, you know, Israel's a very, very small country, and there's a lot of sort of hostile people who are hostile to Israel, you know, sharing a lot of misinformation online and so on and so forth. It's sort of being a real challenge in that sense. And, you know, how little sort of objective reporting is coming out of Gaza right now. And so what we're getting is, you know, all sorts of footage and things like that. And it's hard to know exactly what's true, what's not true, what the context of different things are. And, you know, the ability to sort of create context and explain things and when it's sometimes somewhat complex, on doing it all on social media where you have just seconds of a person's attention is really, really challenging. And just sort of interesting watching, you know, I'm not that far removed from my own college days, but still I'm a generation older than our students, and realizing that, you know, this is so much of how they consume the news. It certainly, I'm sure, has some benefits, but real detriments to not sort of consuming more traditional media forms and long forms of media that kind of dig deeper into these issues.
Owen, how is that for you as you consume social media in your social circles now after you've gone through this side-by-side trip, you've gone to Israel? Have you had moments where you thought that what you experienced didn't connect what you were seeing, reading, or hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the main reasons that I went on the trip is because the, like, mass media is rather biased. And a lot of what you see, like, especially on more popular apps for, I guess, my generation, like Instagram and like Snapchat, is just quick snippets. And a lot of it is bordering on misinformation and shouldn't just be like taken at face value and really like used only to like, you know, craft your viewpoints. So that is one of the main reasons that I went on the trip, because I wanted to see and like speak to people firsthand and get more well-rounded information.
Well, Rabbi Herman and Owen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing about this trip.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That is Rabbi Joshua Herman, Executive Director of Hillel Milwaukee. That's an organization that supports Jewish college students and young adults. We also heard from Owen Ward there, a student at UW-Milwaukee who attended Hillel's organized trip to Israel. That program is called Side by Side.